The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Did you know who he is, Dieter Voigt? Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
How can you not know Dieter Voigt?
Lali.
Jorge.
John Voigt. Voigt.
Dieter Voigt. I was from South Africa, man. Come on.
Yeah, then there's certainly no reason for me to know him.
I follow all their careers religiously.
Let's see him. Shouldn't just be him big.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. He's a personal trainer these days. But he used to be Mr. South Africa. He was Mr. South Africa in 2007.
Did he visit us here in the studio once?
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh.
He's a... he presented Pascala, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, he looks familiar. Boy,
you see that face?
Mm.
He was, like, known for his dimples. Remember, that was like people knew.
The thing.
Everyone knew this guy by his dimples.
Oh, look.
Was hom natuurlijk oor sy dimples?
Oor dimples? Ek weet nie oor. Daar's glo 'n paar vrouens wat sê dat dit iets met hulle doen. Ek was van kleins af bietjie geïrriteerd met my dimples. Ek weet nie of dit is rarig dimples of plooie is nie. So ek sien dit nie eintlik so 'n vreeslike aanloklike deel van 'n man se gesig nie, maar daar is girls wat sê dit is nogal cool. Weet my eie persoonlike vrou sê dit maak haar knie lam. Die goed wat ek nou moontlik aan dimples sien as dimples of as sy sien as dimples. So ja, dis my terugvoer oor dit. Ek weet nie of daar nog plek is vir dimples of vir ou eerder dit moet so flat botox dat mense nie kan sien nie.
You know, I imagine the two of us in a castle one day. With my talking candelabra. It's 27. So, Dr. Claire Neeser is on the show. She joins us from Cape Town. Says, by your sister Stasi. This is a weird term, it was sister Stasi. Sister Stasi. Mm. Art FM. Meaning they're all owned by the same group. But Dr. Claire is back with us. Dr. Claire. So,
yes.
So now, dimpleplasty. How do they do this? Obviously, they give people dimples, but how do they do it exactly?
So it's a surgical procedure, but it's quite a minor procedure. In fact, it can be done under local anesthetic, so not even more complicated than the injections that one would get at the dentist. So that just numbs the area in the cheek. And what one actually wants to do is create an adhesion or a fixation between the muscle of the zygomaticus major muscle, which is the smile muscle, and the cheek, because that's actually what a dimple is. It's a kind of anatomical abnormality. And so surgically, you just try and recreate that, and through a tiny little incision on the inside of the cheek, so there's no scars to be seen. Mm. And a special suture technique is then done to recreate that little connection, but so that when the person smiles, they have a dimple.
But can you pick your dimples? Like, can you pitch there at your examination rooms and you say, well, I want to look like Trevor Noah or like Dieter Voigt or whoever?
So there's a couple of different areas that dimples are naturally found, and the one is in the cheeks. And the other is in the chin, John Travolta style. But the cheeks are the most commonly requested area. And generally before the surgery, obviously that has to be planned, or the position of the dimple needs to be planned very carefully with the patient. And there are anatomical guidelines to where a normal dimple is. So one just finds that preoperatively and marks that and makes sure that that's where the dimple is created. Because obviously you don't want to have a dimple in an abnormal spot so that it looks unnatural for the person.
So now I guess there's a lot of demand for this?
Yeah, look, it's definitely increased. As far as cosmetic surgery goes, I think dimpleplasty is one of the rarer procedures that plastic surgeons do, but there is a demand for it in a small group of patients, yes.
Someone said to me that apparently this, especially the festive season, it's a lot of people coming for dimpleplasty so they can look good in festive selfies. Is that just an American thing?
Yeah, no, I think so. Obviously, selfies have changed the way people look at themselves and how they want to present themselves, and I think that has had an impact on people's requests for plastic surgery, and I think maybe that is where the whole dimple interest has also been originated. The Scenic Drive with Rian.